We are at Indianapolis Bishop Chittard High School, home of the Trojans. Welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity baseball game. Afternoon, I should say this evening, it's the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights as they travel to Indianapolis to do battle with the Indianapolis Bishop Chittard Trojans. Mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. ASO Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutneyInSports.com since 2008. We had a game last night. That game last night was a windy game. We were on top of the press box. Made it kind of difficult, and I'm sure a lot of listeners maybe even left the airwaves because maybe they couldn't hear quite well. But my wife was home, and she let me know probably about the first inning, maybe top of the second, and I did a shield on my right hand covering the microphone, and I think it got better. Tonight we're in the press box. It's going to be beautiful. Nice diamond right here. It's all synthetic field turf. Knights are taking their infield practice. We're getting ready to start. It'll probably be a tad bit behind the 5:30 start time. I'll mention the Chittard Trojans have taken their infield practice. Coach of the Chip Chittard Trojans is Mr. Michael Harmon. He's most gracious for PutMeInSports.com. Greeted us when we got here. We're very thankful for Bishop Chittard and his communication during the week. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond right now. The Knights are wearing their dark blue navy jerseys. They're going with the light gray pants. They're working around the infield right now. We'll mention Bishop Chittard wearing the all-white uniform. We'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll mention the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. School was founded in 1956. They have a school enrollment of 296. They're in Class 1A, Sectional 54. In their sectional, it's going to be the Attica Red Ramblers. Huntington Trojans, familiar name. Fountain Central Mustangs, the Central Catholic Knights, North Vermilion Falcons, and Riverton Park, the Panthers. Central Catholic will be at Riverton Park tomorrow for a 6 o'clock start. Mentioned the principal at Central Catholic is Daryl Beck. The athletic director and the baseball coach is Tim Bourdonnais. He's a 1987 Central Catholic graduate. And the assistant AD is Charlie Roberts. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up, 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. They were the color scheme of navy, blue, and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the West Division. They have an East and a West. In the East, it's Hamilton Heights. Northwestern, Western, and Tipton. The West, it's Benton Central. Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. Next season, next school year, keep your eyes peeled. That Hoosier Conference is going to change up just a little bit. But we'll mention last night, the Knights got a win. They defeated Tipton at home. We'll mention again, head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. And the next game on the agenda, as mentioned, will happen tomorrow, the 27th. Wednesday, Central Catholic will travel Riverton Park for a 6 o'clock game with the Panthers. And we'll talk about the home team on the scoreboard. Bishop Chittard Trojans, their school was founded in 1961. They have a school enrollment of 667. We'll mention they are a Roman Catholic co-educational preparatory school located right here in the Broad Ripple District in Indianapolis, Indiana. Bishop Chittard is a Class 3A school, forming Sectional 27. There are five in their sectional. Sectional will consist of Brebeuf Jesuit, Aaron Catholic, the Golden Eagles, Hamilton Heights Huskies, Indianapolis Bishop Chittard Trojans, and the Indianapolis Shortridge. We're mentioning the principal at Bishop Chittard, John Hasty. Athletic director is Mr. Mike Ford. Athletic secretary, I take that back. It's not Mr. Ford.
We have a new director. He's been here for a couple of years now, Kyle Ray.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. John, we're going to – John, right there, appreciate that. So that's Kyle Ray is the new AG here at Bishop Chittard. He said he's been here a couple of years. And I'm thinking the athletic secretary is Ann Harless. Says that's correct. Bishop Chittard High School is located 5885 North Crittenden Avenue. That's Crittenden. That's a tough one. Indianapolis, Indiana, 46220. That's in Indianapolis. We'll mention you can dial them by telephone at 317-251-1451. The web is bishopchittardathletics.org. Trojans wear the college scheme of royal blue and white. They belong to the Circle City Conference. There are six teams in the Circle City. They are Brevis Jesuit, the Braves, from Catholic Golden Eagles, Oncali Royals, British Christian Eagles, Bishop Chittard Trojans, and the Covenant Christian Warriors. As mentioned, the head coach for Bishop Chittard High School baseball team is Coach Michael Harmon. This game on their agenda, they're going to play tomorrow also. Says it's a 5 o'clock start. It is a 5 o'clock start, according to John, and we'll mention Bishop Chittard. Bishop Chittard will travel to battle with Indianapolis Lutheran Saints, and the Saints, pretty good athletic school. They won the state this year in football. Is it home? Okay, he's saying it's a home game. Might be incorrect on my notes. So Bishop Chittard is going to go against Lutheran, the Saints, tomorrow on the 27th, 5 o'clock start. So the baseball field surface here, we've already said it is synthetic field turf. Infield looks nice. It's all green. They've got it decorated a little bit so they can probably play soccer on this field also. The outfield, trips are going to right field, probably about 4 yards wide. 5 yards wide to represent football field. And they're going from home plate straight out to right field. They have a dark strip, a light strip, dark strip, a light strip, and so on. So the Knights are getting ready to finish up their infield practice. Getting ready for the baseball game. We'll mention around the diamond. We'll talk about the Bishop Chittard Trojans. They'll be in the infield first, the home team. They're going to start like this. Their pitcher wears number 24, Henry Borg. Henry Borg is a senior class member. The catching, his battery partner is Declan Hostetler. He wears number 6. Declan is a junior. First base, Michael Jones. Michael Jones wears number 27, a junior class member. Second base, Grant Tragesser. He wears number 2. Grant Tragesser is also a senior. Shortstop is Chris Klug. Klug wears number 14, the senior at base. Ryan Keating. Ryan Keating, he'll be the leadoff batter in the bottom of the first inning. He wears number 16. Ryan Keating is a senior. In left field, number 20, Joe Bridenstine. Joe Bridenstine, number 20, he's also a senior. In center field, number 30, Sam Bardock. Sam Bardock is in center field. Number 30, he's a junior class member. And in right field, played defensively in right field, he wears number 1. That's Riley Miller. Riley Miller, a member of the senior class. And I will mention Riley Miller will be batted for the DH. The ball game for Bishop Chittard. He'll start out the DH wearing number 15, Greg Mates. Greg Mates will bat 2nd in the batting order. He's a junior class member. The officials are here. There's going to be 2 of them. The home plate, and they've got the infield official. Both wearing the dark navy blue. That is a customary collar for high school here in the state of Indiana. See, summer ball, you see guys wearing all kinds of different colors, and it just makes it fun for them. So, Paul Neidig, commissioner of the state of Indiana for IHSAA, 6'8". Tell you what, 6'8". I asked him one time, I said, you're 6'5", aren't you? He said, no, I'm 6'8". I said, when people ask me how tall I am, I just tell them I'm 80 inches tall. So that's a pretty tall man. And, you know, he probably dunked it back in high school. Just like that Zach Edey. Zach Edey can put the ball down from about anywhere in the paint. We're hoping like heck that the Purdue Boilermakers can splash, maybe even win the whole thing. They're going to have a tough one this Friday. Gonzaga. Gonzaga usually has a good basketball team. I think they've made it to the last 19, I think I heard, last 19 NCAA tournaments. I could be wrong, but that name pops up a lot postseason. And we're waiting for the coaches to get to home plate. I'm getting ready to have a coaches meeting. Central Catholic Knights on the first baseline, a little bit beyond first base, having a powwow right there. Coach Bourdonnais talking some more good information. The young men they're going to be out in society here, John. These young men here on the ball field, they're having fun here. They're going to be ready to go with a coach like Michael Harmon and a Tim Bourdonnais. They'll be ready to go. And I tell you what, John, you're getting ready to do the components here. Do you do everything here?
I don't do everything, but I do a lot of the baseball games. I do work on soccer and football. And basketball, I'm kind of a quasi-security guard.
I tell you what, you were telling me you've got a grandson that's graduated in about 2010. He's well known here. He plays football. And tell us a little bit about your grandson. You're proud, and you should be.
Yeah, he's the running back. He was a running back for all 4 years, as a freshman and then as a starter for sophomore year, junior and senior year. And he has some of the best records that the school's got.
You were telling me that he started out playing for Coach Doyle while he was still in the lower JV ranks. But did he ever play for Vince Florentano?
No, he never played for Vince. He came in right after Mr. Lorenzano left football and was doing other work at the school.
You are also telling me right here he's a right-handed batter, and he hit one left field over the scoreboard and right there during a lacrosse game.
Yes, we estimated the ball traveled somewhere around 450 feet in order to go over the scoreboard onto the football field after it passed over the track.
That's quite a shot. Mickey Mantle probably smile if you saw that happening. Hey, Mickey Mantle hit the longest home run of all time at 565 feet. I would have liked to have seen that. I don't know how they measured something that distance.
I would have liked to have seen that one, too, but I wasn't quite old enough for that.
You and me both. I got to talk a little bit about Joe DiMaggio last night. I'll probably bring those notes in maybe the next game, maybe tomorrow. But Pete Rose, 54-game hitting streak back in 78. I was 12. Joe DiMaggio had a 56-game hitting streak, I should say, back in 1941. Oh, those guys just hit the baseball. And we're just waiting to see when Pete Rose is going to be inducted. Because what do you think, John? Should he be inducted?
Yes, he did enough that he should be inducted. But gambling problem, that was a real big problem. Big problem for anybody wanting to vote for him. Think about it and try to decide whether that was enough of a problem to leave him out. We'll let him go in. I think he should go in.
I agree. He's a little bit disappointed, but I tell you what, he is also sorry from the gambling he did and the way he did it. So anyway, he should be in the Hall of Fame. So the coaches are down there having a meeting right now. My coach, Michael Harmon, is explaining where the ball could get out of play. The ball could end up in a possible area that the for the field here, this field is nice. Has a complete mesh, blue mesh fence dug out around the perimeter to the other dugout. Got a monster in left field, kind of protecting the scoreboard. Monster probably about 14, 16 feet high. Home run fence for the rest of it is probably about high, maybe seven. So we'll take a pretty good jump to rob a home run right here. We'll also mention, I think I may have said this, but my wife says if you happen to lose broadcast, just refresh your internet device and it should come back right back on. We're going to have our national anthem momentarily. So I'm listening to public address. Mr. John, we're going to stand up and observe national anthem here at the ball field.
Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless the people here this evening to keep all the student athletes safe from injury. We appreciate this opportunity to compete and attempt to do our best while honoring you and the gifts you have afforded each of us. Ask that you teach us to be generous in our outlook, courageous in the face of difficulty, wise in our decisions. Thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. Amen. National anthem, get ready for baseball. Both teams getting ready to go at it. Both these teams, they're familiar with one another. Don't play every year. I know I've been here twice prior to tonight. Usually a pretty good ball game. And I'm right there on the hill getting warmed up is Mr. Henry Borg, wears number 24 for Bishop Chittard. Right-handed hurdler. He starts out the windup, both feet on the rubber, a little bit of a stance right there, spread feet. He's warming up with his catcher, Declan Hostetler. Hostetler wears number 6. Now he's getting ready to bat here in the top of the first inning. They're going to send to the plate. 4 will be number 9, Hudson Gutwein, shortstop. At number, batting second, number 11, Mikey Stapleton, second baseman. Third batter in the lineup, number 20, Caden Minnick. And the fourth batter is number 3, Jackson Kane. So they're getting ready to play some baseball. We'll mention Indianapolis Indians. And baseball is start up on Friday. They'll be at Louisville Slugger Field in Louisville, Indiana, go against the Bats. That'll begin their season, probably the Bats season also. They'll play at 7:15 at Louisville Friday night, the 29th, coming right up. And then on Saturday, they'll play a 105 game, just one game. Then on Sunday, they'll play another 105 game. They'll be at Victory Field. They'll be at Victory Field on Tuesday, April 2nd. That'll be a 6:35 p.m. start. Memphis Redbirds will be in town in Indianapolis to do battle with the Indianapolis Indians. I think the MLB, I think I heard today, they're going to start up on Thursday. This Thursday, I believe so. So they'll be starting late month of March.
I believe that's true. Either this Thursday or next Thursday, they throw one down second base, frozen rope, in the right hand of Declan Hosteller. He may step in for the Knights. It's going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to step in, right-handed batter. Field playing regular depth, straight away, outfield just the same. Here comes the first pitch of the ball game. 5:44 p.m., first pitch, swing and a miss. Miss out tip in the glove, the home plate umpire lets us know. No balls, one strike, he'll step back in. And looking at signals, Henry Borg comes a wide, and here comes a delivery. Borg, breaking pitch right across the dish, broke away, got the zone, strike two called, goes 0-2. Henry Borg, his approach there from the windup looked a little bit like a Mark the Bird Fidrich. Do you see that, John? A little bit. But he ended up maybe a little bit like Kershaw also. Foul ball right side in the field right there at the dugout. Might have been A.J. Bourdain making the grab. He's a shortstop. Coming back in to count 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Peering in looking at signals is Borg. Going to set him up outside with Hostetler. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Gutwein. Low for a ball. All one. Count goes 1-2. Gutwein at the plate. Gutwein's responsibility as a leadoff batter is to show pitches his dugout from the pitcher, Henry Borg, and he's accomplishing that really well. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Swung on, shot to shortstop. Short hop, he'll field it. He'll throw to first base. Goes wide at first base, going to get up against the foul screen. Gutwein is going to reach second base on air. Air in the first game, a first batter, and Gutwein is at second base. So stepping in, it's going to be number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Another right-handed batter, Stapleton, going to step in. Gutwein going to take off that apparatus on his left ankle area, protecting the foot. Brian Johnson meets him out there to pick it up. So nobody out. Second batter in the lineup, Mikey Stapleton. Hudson Gutwein at second base, working out a stretch. Now the set. Stapleton outside edge, called strike. Knee high. Double pitch. Take it the other way. Did not. He maybe took all the way. Looking at one strike go by. A lot of players do that. I think Jay Bell used to like to do that. He got two hits in the final game at Victory Field. Short off the glove right there. Hostetler, he'll throw to third base. Stealing attempt. Gutwein safe at third base. So Gutwein at third base. Nobody out. For 11, Mikey Stapleton at home plate. One ball, one strike. Peering in, out of the stretch, looking at signals. Now the set position. Henry Borg, here comes the pitch. Just outside, ball two. Now we have a very disciplined home plate umpire on a good zone to this point. But last night, we had a good umpire behind the plate at Central Catholic, about the same caliber. Here comes the pitch. High and a bit away, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Running at third base, Gutwein, he reached air, ended up at second base, stole third base on misplayed baseball at home plate. Sure, here comes the pitch from Borg. On the line, he'll pop it up on the infield. It's going to be a foul territory. Not much foul territory here, and the ball's going to drop. Michael Jones, first baseman, lost in the sun. That son's out right now. His son, listening. And he let his guys know he couldn't find it. And that happens. I played outfield. Couldn't see much with contacts. I should have had glasses on. Kind of like Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins wears glasses. Sees the ball well. Working out a stretch. Now the set. 3-2 pitch on the way to Stapleton. The one shortstop. Another short hop. He'll throw it to the plate. Here comes the plate. The plate. They're going to call him out. To Gutwein, trying to make it home. Nemeth. And they're going to say, tag him. Tag up at third base. They got the out at home plate. They didn't need a tag. Sportney going to talk to the infield umpire. Looks over politely. Curious to know, was it a short hop at shortstop? I believe it was a short hop. We had probably a better view than most here. The out was recorded. I take that back. They're going to short hop safe at first base. So Coach Bordenay is trying to make sure that that was a short hop. Some Gutwein came in, and I'll see what they're going to call here. So at first base presently is Mikey Stapleton. And Mikey Stapleton is see if he's going to walk off the base. Looks like the umpire's going back to A position. It's an umpire, and they're going to say that was a catch. They say that ball was caught, shortstop. It was a Memorex, much almost exactly like the first hit by Gutwein to shortstop, to stepping in, Cade Minnick. Two out here in the top of the first inning, outside a ball. Minnick going to step back in. Right-handed batter, he's going to go with the molded cleats here on this synthetic turf. And looking at signals out of the windup. Here comes a pitch from Borg to Minnick. Swung on, ground ball, short to second base. McKinley throws on to first base, gets a put out. That was Grant Tragesser across the diamond. I should say right there at first base, Michael Jones. And the Knights and three in the plate. They'll play defensively now. And the Knights going to send out defensively. It's going to be pitching today. It's going to be Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks wears number 34. Keaton Brooks, his catcher is Jackson King. Jackson King's going to steer on. He probably had those shin guards on because he was on deck. Minnick grounded out to second base. Oh, Brooks waiting to pitch right there. We'll talk about Keaton Brooks. Brooks threw 16 games last season. The Knights, Keaton Brooks, he started 9 of those games. Keaton Brooks last season, he participated 13 games. I will also mention he faced 168 batters a year ago. He threw 888 pitches. This last season at 6-2, allowed 65 runs. Step back at 65 hits. He allowed 33 runs. 23 of those runs were earned. He hit 3 batters along the way. He walked 13. He struck out 50 last year, and 16 of those batters went down looking. So Jackson King behind the plate, hit King, home plate umpire. And before Keaton Brooks gets some warm-up pitches, around the diamond we'll mention at first base is Lucas Gerke. At number 10, Lucas Gerke behind, I should say, at base. He's a member of the junior class. Short few reasons at second base. Second base is number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, a member of the sophomore class. Shortstop, Hudson Gutwein, number 9. He's a member of the junior class. At third base, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel, where's number 17? He's a member of the senior class. Left field, Isaac Seppinger. Isaac Seppinger is going to play defensively in left field. Where's number 41? Isaac Seppinger, also a senior. And he is batting for Isaac Seppinger in the 7th spot in the lineup. Number 30, Gus Sandberg. Sandberg will be the DH for the Knights. Center field, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins wears number 33. He's also a senior class member. And number 20, Cade Minnick in right field. Cade Minnick, also a senior. Stepping into bat, Bishop Chittard. Bottom the first. Number 16, Ryan Keating. King is the third baseman. That's right. First pitch, left-handed hurler. Keaton Brooks high for ball one. Keaton Brooks will step off the back of the rubber, get some saliva on that left fingertips. From the windup, here comes the 1-0 pitch. Low for ball two. Keaton Brooks trying to get acclimated. Just from a synthetic mound area. A little bit different. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Swung off, dialed back to the screen. Ian Keating. He lost the grip on the bat. Everybody's safe. He wants some pine tar. He's asking for some sticky. That's just to the plate. I think they're going to get it ready for him. I imagine they would take a break if he wanted to get it put on right now. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Keating going to get himself aboard here in the bottom of the first inning. Working from the windup. The pitch. Side, ball four. Keating fouled one to the screen. Take a six-pitch walk. So stepping into bat, going to be a left-handed batter, DH, in the ballgame for the Trojans. Where's number 15? Greg Mates. Greg Mates batting for the defensive player, Riley Miller. Riley Miller playing right field, wearing number one. Here comes the pitch. Knee high, strike called. Eaton Brooks has that arm slot, releasing the ball about the 2 o'clock spot on the clock. Work from the stretch again. That was set. Pickoff move, first base, nonchalant. And he get used to the throw over there. In the throw, Lucas Gerke, no tag applied. Stepping back in, straightaway stance. Like a hitter in the lineup. Bishop Chitar, 15, Greg Mates. The set, here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. Jackson King going to walk one out. Baseball to Keaton Brooks. Get some information for Brooks. Talking something over right there. Probably getting the signals dialed in right there for the ball game. So no balls, two strikes. Greg Mates, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Brooks, Mates. Third ball misses outside. Finish high. Goes one and two. One ball, two strikes. Runner at first base is Ryan Keating. Drew a walk. Batter in the lineup. We're in the top of the first, bottom of the first inning. It'll be a base hit over second base. Make a play on it, gets to the grass over the head of Mikey Stapleton. Rounding second base, he's at third base now, is Ryan Keating. Base hit off the bat of number 15, Greg Mates.
No,
so Bishop Chitar is going to send to the plate. Number 14, three-hitter, Chris Klug. Chris Klug, he plays the shortstop position. Been active here in the ballgame already in the top of the first. A traversial play there on the second short hop to shortstop. Working from the stretch. Brooks out of the set. The pitch. Breaking pitch, finished low. In second base on the baseball misplay there at home plate by Jackson Kane. So runners at second and third base. My dad would say ducks on the pond for Bishop Chitard. Hitter Chris Klug, here's a pitch. Low for a ball. Block right there from Jackson Kane. Goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Stepping back in, right-handed batter. Chris Klug. Runners aboard, second and third. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Jackson King, early part of the season. Already trying to get that frame in there. And they're going to get him on base without pitching the fourth ball. And Coach Bournet elects to put him at first base. And so bases are going to be occupied by Bishop Chitard. And something we haven't mentioned yesterday, they've got an earpiece in the ear of Jackson Kane. He got that information from Coach Bournet from the dugout. That earpiece, a brand new item this year in IHSAA. Swinging a miss for the four hitter, Michael Jones, goes 0-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Brooks, here comes the pitch. Swung on to pop one up. Foul territory, right side. Giving it a look and getting the catch. First baseman Lucas Gerke. The Knights record an out. Special out there. They look to get a second out. here quickly. Bases are occupied here in the first inning. Three batters in the Bishop's Guitard lineup. The bases. Keating at third base. Mates at second. And Klug is at first base. Stepping into bat, the five hitter, Joe Bridenstine. He's left field. Swing and a miss. Falls one strike. Should mention that earpiece and the microphone, whoever's occupying the microphone has to occupy the microphone from the dugout. Cannot be anywhere else on the diamond. Comes in, breaking pitch, back door. Must have just missed above his own. Goes one and one. One ball, one strike, one out, bottom of the first inning. Brooks, here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball foul, left side. Could be fielded by the lefty himself. That's Michael Harmon. I tell you what, Michael Harmon, probably a good ball player in his day. Do you know, John, whether or not he played beyond high school level? I'd be curious to know. He probably am one that wouldn't go telling somebody about that. He's a nice gentleman. So here comes the 1-2 delivery. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. He'll set down Joe Bridenstine looking, and the Knights have two outs on the diamond. We're going to see the sixth hitter. He wears number six, Declan Hostetler. Declan Hostetler is the catcher. Right-handed catcher. Left-handed batter. I think he's the only one that bats like that on the team. Pitch comes in high above the zone, ball one. Brooks reaching back, pretty good velocity on that pitch. You can see the wind fluttering on the jersey of Keaton Brooks. Windy day also on the diamond. Swung on, be a foul ball. Just foul of third base. Trying to get out of the way here and did was Keating and Ryan Keating. Nearly took that one. But he's in foul territory. That ball would hit him in foul territory. Everybody's good. Well, no balls. One ball, one strike. The six-hitter, Declan Hostetler. Step back in the rubber, Keaton Brooks. Then looking at signals. Now out of the set. Comes the pitch. Foul ball. They're going to say it got his hand. It might have been called a foul ball. Didn't completely swing. That's a questionable call right there. He checked his swing. They hit him on the fingers. I don't think that's a full cut, but Coach Harmon not saying anything about it. I know last year in the field final game, there was a questionable call there, and Coach McConnell asked some questions about it. So pitch goes outside, breaking pitch. Count goes 2-2. Balls, two strikes. Declan Hostetler. From the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Brooks out of the set. Comes the pitch. Courthouse to glove. Good block right there by Jackson Kane. Ball gets back to the screen. Going to be a play at the plate. I will mention the screen not quite as far back as it is in some ballparks. So the count goes full. It's the putting. Keaton Brooks out of the set. Comes the pitch to Hostetler. Going to peer west. Go counterclockwise, pirouette, and won't make a throw to second base. They'll step back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. For the set position, here comes the pitch. One long ground ball up the middle. Going to be stopped there at shortstop. Making the play at shortstop was Gutwine. Had to sprawl out. He laid out to make the stop. Threw it to the plate. Now, first run, and I should say two runs in. On the play, Ryan Keating and Greg Mates. Two-run ball game. There's still two outs. Going to have a pinch runner. Going to be a courtesy runner at first base. Face Tony Kenneth. So Tony Kenneth is the courtesy runner at first base for Declan Hostetler. Two aboard, first and second base. Two runs in. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Comes the pitch. Swung on. There's going to be a drive to center field. He'll move to his left. He'll make the catch. That's Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins picking up a good bead on that fly ball. That's her center field. So after one complete, Bishop Chittard comes up with two runs. The bottom, the first inning. They take a 2-0 advantage. The Knights come to the plate to bat south of the second. I'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto, LLC. They're in Arcadia, Indiana. AGM Auto is located half mile west of Arcadia on 266th Street in Hamilton County. Future of your vehicle is in good hands when you put your trust with the guys at AGM. Whether it's a routine oil change or the need for expertise, an experienced AGM technician, AGM wants you to be safe and stay safe on the road in your automobile. Second type of service offered at AGM Auto is classic car and truck restoration. Restore classic cars and trucks, they take good pride in it. You still have that older car or truck out back, or maybe it's in the barn and covered up with a tarp. AGM has a passion to reveal the underlying beauty of each and every restoration project they begin. AGM Auto, you can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. Contact AGM Auto by telephone at 317-984-5283. That's AGM Auto, 317-984-5283. You can transport your car or truck from anywhere. Flatbed truck, AGM Auto in Arcadia. So they throw one down to second base. Hostetler, step back behind the dish. Stepping in the back for the Knights, going to be the four hitter. Number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane does the catching. The Knights, they'll use that left ankle, left skin area apparatus. Also, right-handed batter. From the windup, Reborg, first pitch, Kane. Swung on and take one to right field. They have some air under it. Coming on, trying to make the catch, and he will drop the baseball. They're going to call ball, drop ball by the home plate umpire. Had to lay out for it. He ended up on the turf. Didn't quite get the catch made. He had it in his glove, difficult area. So that's probably, I'm not sure what that'll be on the board. That might be a reach by air, not sure. Hit the glove. Stepping into bat. Five hitter for the Knights. Hitter number 10, Lucas Gerke. He plays first base. A little bit of an open stance. Working from the stretch, now the set. Reborg, here's the pitch. High for ball one, just above the zone. Step out of the box, look for signals from Coach Bordenay. Signals given. Step back in. Lucas Gerke, senior class member. Left-handed batter. From the stretch, now the set. The pitch from Borg. Side of ball, going to get off the glove of Hostetler. Goes back to the screen. And Jackson Kane going to go to second base. So Lucas Gerke has a runner in scoring position. It's Jackson Kane. 2-0 contest, top of the second inning. Just begun the ball game. A lot of game left. Two teams play well together. So out of the set, here comes a pitch from Henry Borg. Low and inside. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Lucas Gerke, if he has the green light, likely he does not. 3-0 count out of the set. To check second base. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. High for ball four. So Gerke will jog to first base. Move that elbow apparatus. It's not retractable like Barry Bonds. They say he wore retractable right elbow pad. They say that got him some more length on his home runs. Like the guy could slam the baseball. I did hear that Barry Bonds used a 31-inch bat. Not so sure. I think Gary Maddox from the Phillies did also. So stepping into bat, it's going to be number 33, Brent Robbins, right-handed batter. Step runners on first and second for the Knights. 2-0 contest. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch from Borg. He's going to square the bunt. We'll let the ball go by. You know, say it got the outside edge. Ball is going to be strike one. So 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looks at signals. Steps back in. Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins, right-handed batter, working from the stretch. Now the set comes the pitch from Borg. He'll square again. He'll put a bunt in. Out in front of the plate, third baseline. It's a good bunt. High throw, going to get over the first baseman's head. Going to go to the foul fence, picked up by the right fielder, Riley Miller. And Miller going to toss it in, first base, coming in to score. Second run in the ballgame, tie ballgame at two. Jackson Kane in to score. And number 10, Lucas Gerke with a head first slide at home plate. First slide, not really recommended at the plate. Now, he was safe on that one in more than one sense of the word. So a 2-2 ball game. Bottom of the second inning, stepping into bat. Designated hitter for the Knights. Last night, got a base hit. Inserted as a DH today. Here comes a pitch from Borg. Scored off the glove. Good block by Hostetler. Hostetler was ready to come up throwing to third base. Then Bryn Robbins elects not to try to take third. So one ball, no strike. Signal given by Coach Bournet. Third base, Coach. Stepping back in, Gus Sandberg. Sandberg is a sophomore. Where's number 30? Here's the pitch. Swung on full swing. Ground ball. Baseline. It's a foul ball. Gloved right there by Ryan Keating. Ryan Keating getting some practice there on that foul ball. Scooped it right up. So stepping back in. One ball, one strike. Gus Sandberg. Right here in the batter's box. Right there hugging the plate a little bit. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Borga. Low for a ball. Just low. Home plate umpire wearing the New Balance. New Balance shoes. You know, they're wearing New Balance. Or Puma. They are serious about their craft. You're doing a fine job. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Sandberg outside a ball. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Sandberg trying to get aboard for a base hit, looking for a walk. He's going to have a good pitch here on the hitter's count. 3-1. Here comes the pitch from Borg. Ground ball, shortstop. Little right there, Chris Klug. The throw on the first base, get the put out with Michael Jones. One out on the diamond. Moves Jackson Kane to third base. Stepping in to bat, left-handed batter. He's doing the pitching in today's ballgame. Number 34, the eight hitter, Keaton Brooks. Brooks going to step in. Bit of an open stance. Keaton Brooks, member of the senior class. Now the set, here comes the first pitch to Brooks. Going to call it a strike. Upside edge, going to say it was a strike. Goes 0-1. Going to step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Henry Borg, second signals out with Declan Hostetler, the catcher. Here comes a pitch. Above the zone, ball one. Goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Top of the second inning, a 2-2 ball game. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. Borg, here comes the pitch to Brooks. Take a wave at it, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Keaton Brooks, as a sophomore, first time at the plate was at Western High School. He got a double. First hit his sophomore campaign. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Shortstop. Going to be fielded cleanly on a routine hop. And it comes off the bag at first base, Michael Jones. And the good play made at shortstop, Chris Klug, threw on the first base. And as he just came off the bag, the throw didn't really bring him off the bag. Kind of stretched for it, and that bag, that foot came up. Coach Bournet going to make an adjustment. He's going to send out a courtesy runner for the pitcher, Keaton Brooks. At first base, doing the running is 23, Brennan Van Kirk. Brennan Van Kirk, he's a member of the sophomore class. He's 6'1", 55. Stepping into bat, the nine hitter for the Knights. Number 17, Gavin Boutel. Evan Bissell playing third base. Central Catholic, he'll step in. Hitting the batter, runner at first base is Van Kirk. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the first pitch to Bissell. He'll take one to right field. It's going to drop. No, it's going to be caught. Coming in to make the catch. Then blew the hat off of Riley Miller, but he came on in, made the catch, made a good catch. There are two out for the bottom of the second. So stepping into bat, we're going to see the one hitter once again, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to step into bat. Mentioned Hudson Gutwein. Played appearances last night. He had 5 played appearances. He got 2 hits. He's batting 500 on the season. Here comes the pitch. One up center field. Make an effort for it. Going to make the catch. Veering to his left. Their fielder, Sam Bardock, scores the final out here in the bottom of the second inning. Nice come up with a couple. I'll take that back. Nice come up with 3 runs from the bottom, top of the second inning. This game might be a high-scoring game. We'll see. But see who ends up with ahead at least by 1 at the end of the game. I do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention this game is also brought to you by Your Home Away From Home. Do you sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida if you don't have a place to stay? Well, you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. Enjoy a 4-bedroom, 4.5-bath spacious town home with a private pool available for short-term or long-term stays. Davenport, Florida. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination. Northeastern Polk County. Right there. And we'll mention, I got a phone coming in. Anyway, close proximity to the Walt Disney theme park in Orlando. If you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches, just 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa, Clearwater, Daytona, and the New Smyrna beaches. We'll finish that up in a minute. Stepping into bat for Bishop Chittard. Going to be number 30. Hitter Sam Bardock. Sam Bardock made the final catch here in the top of the second inning. We'll have that back foot right there on the synthetic field turf chalk. Here comes the first pitch from Keaton Brooks. 0 for a ball. Good block by Jackson Kane. 1 ball, no strikes. Step back in. Hitter number 30, Sam Bardock, the center fielder. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. He'll foul one right side. It'll float out of play. You see that sun is causing some havoc. Right side of the infield, right field, and maybe some of center field. Riley Miller and Michael Jones. Every bit of opportunity to be disappointed there because the sun making it difficult. But we all know the sun is probably one of the best assets that God has put in our midst. We're thankful for the sun, absolutely. The count goes 2-1. Here comes a 2-1 pitch from Brooks. Outside high, ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike, nobody out. First batter for Bishop Chittard in the bottom of the second inning. Peering in, looking at singles out of the windup. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. It goes 3-2. 3-2 count, and he'll step back in. Number 38 hitter, Sam Bardock. Here's the pitch. Swung on, his drive one to left field. He got a lot of it. Going to back up the left fielder. Nicky Seppinger, he'll veer to his left. And he'll toss it back in after he makes the catch. Pretty good drive, Sam Bardock. Bardock was rounding second base when the ball was being thrown in. So Bardock, a team player all the way. Stepping in with 1 out. 9 hitter, number 24, Henry Borg. Borg is doing the pitching. Trying to help himself at home plate. Pitch, short hop to glove, Jackson Kane, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes, Henry Borg. Right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Board, pretty tall gentleman. Lanky guy. Lanky pitchers work well. The diamond. And Gus Sandberg probably say different. Here comes the pitch. Pop one up on the infield. Going to be foul territory. Going to be called for by the first baseman, Lucas Gerke. He'll make the catch. Jackson Kane was right there also. That was out front of the nice dugout. Nice dugout. They're occupying the first base dugout. Then, as you know, Lisa Chittard in the third base dugout. So with two out on the diamond. See the one hitter once again, number 16, Ryan Keating. Ryan Keating drew a walk his first time up. Working from the windup. Brooks, first pitch. Keating inside a ball. Just inside. The umpire took a good look at it. Ball, no strikes. Comes a wind from Keaton Brooks to Keating. Keating will foul this one right side out of play. Line drive foul ball right side out of play. I believe it was Keaton or Ryan Keating that helped me before the game with some pronunciations. Nice young man. Ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Throwing off the glove once again. Jackson Kane makes the stop. Good block. Count goes 2-1. 3-2 contest. Eight by one. Bishop Chittard batting in the bottom of the second. It comes in outside, well outside, ball three. Three balls. One strike. Two out. One hitter, Ryan Keating. Here's the pitch. Side, tall, all four. Keating's going to jog to first base once again. He's going to sprint to first base. He's got some wheels. He's a leadoff batter. That's not uncommon. So stepping into bat, we're going to see the DH once again. Two-hitter, number 15, Greg Mates. Greg Mates, left-handed batter. Straddling the rubber, now he'll step in, Keaton Brooks. He'll peer in, look at signals. Out of set, he'll check first. Here's the pitch. The jamming, going to be a full swing. Going to go to third base. First base, Kirky. It was wide right. Kirky couldn't make a play on it. Then the score on a head first slide at home plate. Ian Keating is a tie ball game right here at 3-3. The play was made at shortstop. The throw was just wide of Lucas Kirky. And I'm circling the bases from first base. Ryan Keating stepping into bat and three-hitter. Three-hitter for Bishop Chittard. Number 14, Chris Klug. Right-handed batter, plays shortstop. They're at second base. Second base is Greg Mates. Here's the pitch. Swung on to take it to the left field. Get a lot of it. It's going to bounce one hop against the wall. Step in left field by Seppinger. And comes in to score. That's 15, Greg Mates. Bishop Chittard goes back up on top for three. It's going to be a double and an RBI. Bat of Chris Klug. Chris Klug going to take his apparatus off. Jog it over to first base coach. Coaches, always necessary, absolutely. We'll mention the coaches, head coaches, Mike Harmon. Assistant coach, Joe Milharsic, and also Ken Mincer, Bishop Chittard. Runner at second base, two out. Hover at second base. Going to be a foul ball, full swing. Left side, going to be one-handed on the hop. Charman with that left-handed arm. Here's some velocity right there, John. You see that? Had to be a pitcher. Of shortstop. He has some good velocity on that throw back to Brooks. So a 4-3 ball game. Bottom of the second inning, runner at second base. Batter's box, number 27, four-hitter, Michael Jones. Here comes a pitch from Brooks. Breaking pitch, back door, finished outside. Jackson King going to ask for a new baseball. Maybe the home plate umpire wanted to see it. Synthetic field turf doesn't mess the baseballs up too bad. can discolor them in a dark fashion because of the tires, the graded granulated tires. It's going to be a pickoff move at second base. Nearly got him. Move there by Keaton Brooks. Brooks went to second base, couldn't get it. And he'll get a lead once again at second base. Right there, Chris Klug. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, foul tip. Axon couldn't hold it. It'll be a strike anyway. Count goes 1-2. Ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Chris Klug at second base. In the batter's box, 4-hitter, number 27, Michael Jones. Jones, the first baseman of the set, checks second base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished inside and tight. Break right there by Keaton Brooks. He's dialing it in. He's working it right there. He's pitching against a little bit of a wind. That wind will slow up the curveball on the Revolutions. Should get a better break with the wind against you. Comes the pitch. One on, full swing, foul ball. In front of the screen, third base dugout. Set there by Bishop Chittard. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Klug back to second base. He retouches after a foul ball. Say you got to do that. It's in the book, but I don't know if there's a penalty if you do not. For the set, here comes a 2-2 pitch. Keaton Brooks. Swing and a miss. Drop third strike. Going to make the tag. Jackson Kane trapped him down about 20 feet from the plate. Final out. Bishop Chittard, Trojans, come up with a couple here in the inning. And they go back on top. The 4-3 ball game. Knights are going to bat in the top of the third. And I will also finish this up. Your home away from home. We'll mention it about the absolute beaches. We'll talk about that again. And if you enjoy warm sand and the sunny beaches, it's 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa, Clearwater, Daytona, and new Smyrna beaches. You and your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car. You get to Davenport, Florida. There you are. To inquire, direct your emails to 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. And 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. And that's your home away from home. I'd like to stay in a nice, luxurious area right there in Davenport, Florida. That's the place to be. Take your family down there. That would be a very nice vacation. The spring breaks are about over with this summer. I tell you what, send the email and collect the information. And I think that would be a well worth trip to Florida. You can see a lot of things. Disney World. I think I forgot to mention that. Disney World is right nearby. Right there, Davenport, not too far away. Disney World, absolutely. It's a close proximity. Up here in Polk County, we'll mention that Orlando is where Disney World is at. The ESPN sports stuff right there at Disney World. So the Knights batting, the top of the third inning. Comes a windup. Henry Borg swung on, foul ball. Mike Stapleton at home plate. Swing foul ball goes back to the screen. Mikey Stapleton, number 11, bats into second position. The Knights, second baseman. Mikey Stapleton is set back in. Member of the sophomore class. Good athletic young man. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. Reborg, here comes the 0-1 pitch. Breaking pitch finishes away, ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. Right-handed batter, Mikey Stapleton. Steps back in, Mikey Stapleton. Was number 11. He batted 4 times last night. He had 1 official at bat. Here comes the pitch. inside and tight. Ball two, a very disciplined umpire. Doing a fine job here on the diamond. Here on the 26th day of March. Who would have thought in Indiana you could play on the 25th, 26th day of March? But that's a good thing. Guys are liking it. Pitch comes in high above the zone. Ball three, count goes 3-1. Mikey Stapleton batting 1,000. He's got a single last night. He got 4 runs. He scored 4 runs. He walked 3 times. He has 2 stolen bases. Here comes the pitch. Above the zone and called a strike. Strike call. Count goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Stapleton going to step back in. Stapleton had 4 of 4 quality at-bats in last night's ball game versus Tipton. Comes the wind, here comes a 3-2 pitch. Swung on, full swing, ground ball, shortstop. Fielded by Klug, the throw across the diamond, they'll get the put out. Right there at first base. Now at first base is 33, Ryan Reed. Ryan Reed at first base. It's the put out. Now batting in the third spot in the lineup for the Knights, number 20, Caden Minnick. So Caden Minnick going to step in, left-handed batter. Here comes a wind and a pitch from Borga. Outside ball one, Hostetler trying to get into the framing game. Frame part, it's hard to frame. If you wrist frame, umpire will acknowledge and maybe give you a strike. The forearm frame, that's a difficult way to go to try to get a strike. Here comes the pitch. That's a good pitch, outside edge. Right, hold. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Turn in, look at the signals, how the windup. Henry Borg. Henry Borg, that sun's kind of glistening on him right now. Sun coming in, here comes the pitch. Swung on, base hit, right field. Kind of one hop in the glove of Riley Miller. Base hit, 8 minutes. So one aboard first base with 1 out. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, 4-hitter for the Knights. Jackson Kane, now you can tell he probably lives in the weight room. He likes football. Mentioned that last night, he carries the football in about every way. Get it to him. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove, gets stopped by Hostetler. Staying put at first base is Minnick. Ball, no strikes. Signals given, steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch, checks first base. Out of set position. Comes a 1-0 pitch. He'll foul one back, right side, out of play. Ball, 1 strike. The weather is good here on a Tuesday. A lot of folks, even myself, thought that we'd have a rainy day. No, we get this game in, but it's beautiful. I hear on the diamond, got up to about 56 today. Out of set, here comes a 1-1 pitch to Kane. Pitch is high, tight, ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Signals given by Coach Bournet at third base. Quite a few. A good lead at first base is Caden Minnick. Minnick might be on his horse. We'll see. Here comes a set. Here comes a 2-1. Strike ball. Inside half of the plate, about knee high, Jackson let the ball go by, immediately looked at the umpire, called it a strike. Count goes 2-2. 1 out, 2-2 count. Jackson Kane is the catcher position, batting in the 4th spot. I'm out called by Jackson Kane. It's granted by the home plate umpire. He'll step back in. 2-2. 1 out. Top of the 3rd inning. 4-3 ball game. Bishop Chittard in front. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Taken off for 2nd base. Probably would have been there. Foul ball, left side on the ground. Back to the corner. The corner there on the diamond. Minnick jogs back to 1st base. He was on his horse, had a good jump. Actually came to step back in. The two count once again. Made live, working from the stretch. Peers in, looking at signals. Henry Borg, now out of the set, comes to 2-2. No big pickoff move. Both tag applied. Back in safely, head first. Ryan Reed, tag applied. He's at first base. Where's number 33? Modest lead there again. Minnick, senior class member. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Short hop, good glove right there. Nice block. Got it with the glove. Declan Hosteller, a good catcher position. 3-2 count. Full count, Jackson Kane. Minnick at first base, one out. Out of the third inning. And from the stretch, now the set. Henry Borg, pitch comes in, he'll drive one to right field, is going to be backing up, going to get to the corner. Going to back, bounce up against the fence, hops, throw it back in, Riley Miller. Jackson Kane is going to have to get back second base. They're going to bring Aiden Minnick to the plate. It's going to be a play, and he's safe. Aiden Minnick was stopping at third base. Jackson overran the stop signal. Maybe he didn't get the right stop signal that he thought was right. He's at third base now. And I guess they say once he's at third base, he's gonna, guy in front of him is going to have to go to the plate. So Cade Minnick scores on an unorthodox type of play. The 4-4 ball game. Coach on the going to call time right there. It's going to be Coach Michael Harmon to go out and have a conversation with his infield. And a baseball tryout in Zionsville. You know, these young baseball players, they start out young. You got a notification of baseball tryouts in Zionsville. So a lot of Zionsville folks, they got a nice diamond out there off campus here in Zionsville. And I'm going to break up the meeting there at Diamond. Coach Harmon going to walk back to the dugout. And they're going to take their respective positions. So, one out, 4-4 ball game, up the third inning. Nice batting. Batter's box is number 10, Lucas Gerke, left-handed batter. Jackson Kane is at third base. For set, here's the pitch. Low and away, ball one. Top of the third, steps back in. Lucas Gerke. Tiena batter peering in looking at signals. Henry Borg, now out of the set. Comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball foul, right side. Well away from first base, giving it a look right there. Ryan Reed. We'll track that down. Down the foul fence. One ball, one strike, one out. Up in the third inning, a nice day to play baseball. Out of the set position, here comes the pitch from Borg. Swung on. Down ball. Fair. Nice glove by Ryan Reed. He'll make the play at first base. He'll get the second out. But it's going to be an RBI off the bat of Lucas Gerke. Jackson Kane comes in to score. A number five for the Knights. Two outs on the diamond. Stepping in, going to be the sixth hitter. Number 33, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins, center fielder. Right-handed batter. Senior class member. There are six seniors on the Knights ball team. Here comes the pitch from Borga. Square to bunt. It's a good bunt. Near the same area last time. They get a bunt single. Bunt single. You'd think that was Evan Dehart. But no, that was Brent Robbins. The bunt down right down the third baseline. They got the synthetic field turf there, the dirt. Simulating the dirt that's brown, probably about 3 feet wide. Put that right in the grass, about 12, 15 inches away from the line. Brent Robbins, base hit with the bunt. Stepping into bat. Jeff Singenberg. He'll take a first pitch, strike, inside knee high, elected not to swing. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out of the box. You'll look at signals. Chabordney can step back in. And Robbins at first base has that sliding mitt on. from the stretch, looked at first base, now was set. The pitch from Henry Borg. Strike called, right down Meridian. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And in the batter, Sandberg steps back in. Sophomore athlete. Then look at it, singles out of the stretch is Borg. Now the set position becomes the 0-2. Swung on. Base hit. For the shortstop's glove. Get an effort to it. He just takes it to the grass. And Sandberg only needs one pitch and he gets a base hit. With Sandberg on the day, we'll mention last night, he got one hit. He batted one time. He's batting 1,000 last night. I believe he's 2-for-3 on the season now. Stepping in, Keaton Brooks. Left-handed batter, runners at first and second base for the Knights. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Out of the set position, here comes the pitch from Borg. Swung on, going to be a base hit. Nope, going to come in and make the catch. Got a good beat on that one. Right off the bat, good eyesight. Sam Bardock, number 3. Nice. About 3 runs. He got back 2 runs here in the top of the third. Go to the bottom of the third inning. It's a 5-4 contest. Knights in front. And we'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by Lisa Stokes Fair. Lisa Stokes Fair, Century 21 Real Estate. You're thinking about residential or corporate relocations. You know, a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years experience to help you begin that process. Yes, real estate reliability is something a professional real estate agent and or real estate broker strives for, such as Lisa Stokes Bear. Your happiness, her success, are two of the same. The real estate lady with the high quality IQ. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. So back out on the diamond. Taking some warm-up tosses right here is Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks blowing some hot air into that left hand. Probably brisk out there. We've got a nice place to work right here. I'm thankful. How about you, John?
It is nice up here. At least we're out of the wind.
You can tell our wind's blowing down there. I said, well, you've been doing this for how many years?
I've been up here for at least 6 and doing the announcing for the last 3.
That's excellent. I'm sure they're glad to have you. Stepping into bat for Bishop Chittard. Joe Bridenstine at the plate. First pitch comes in, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Bridenstine, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch from Brooks. Short hops the plate, ball 2. Number 20, Joe Bridenstine, playing left field. Right-handed batter, here comes the 2-0 pitch from Brooks. Outside, ball 3. 3-0 count. Bridenstein probably have a big signal, not sure. I don't know, do they ever swing on 3-0 count, John?
I've seen it done quite often.
So Bridenstine might have opportunity. Green light right here. So timeout on the diamond, Jackson King, some words up there on the pitcher's rubber with Keaton Brooks. 3-0 count, ball's made live, here we go, Bridenstine at the plate. Comes in, taken for a strike. 3-1 count. 3-1 count, Bridenstine. Bridenstine, the 5-hitter. Coach Harmon, next pitch, swing and a miss. Goes full. Keaton Brooks trying to come all the way back. Bridenstine comes a wind and the pitch to 3-2. swung on. He'll drive one to left center, take a beat on it. He'll veer to his left, making the catch in left field. Center is Isaac Seppinger. It's one out here in the bottom of the third inning. The batter going to step in. It's going to be number six, the sixth hitter. Declan Hostetler does the catching. Bats lefty. Right-handed catcher. So here comes the pitch from Brooks. Outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Steps back in. Front foot working on the toe right there. Has the heel lifted off the surface. Here's the pitch. High above his head. He had a duck for it. Don't go 2-0. I know another gentleman that used to bat like that. He was an 81 graduate at Hamilton Heights. He went to Missouri Valley College. A year, maybe 2 years, he was MVP. He put the foot like that situation, but he was a right-handed batter. He comes in, strike called. Falls one strike. That's Doug Small. Doug Small, a member of the law enforcement, the FBI level. He's retired. Going to be a line shot, base hit to the grass. Mikey Stapleton at second base had no chance at it. Except by Bryn Robbins, he tosses it back in. Base hit, the bat for the catcher, Declan Hostetler. That courtesy runner jogs back out. Tony Kniff. Tony Kniff is at first base doing the running for the catcher, Hostetler. Hostetler with a base hit to right center field of the line drive rope. But stepping into bat, it's going to be the seventh hitter, number two, Grant Tragesser, second baseman. I was set. Here's the pitch from Brooks. Inside and tight. Ball one. So he'll lick the fingers once again. Oh, rubber. Steps back in. Keaton Brooks. Working out of the stretch. Now the set. Cough move. First base. Not a good throw. Gert kept it in front of him. I'm not sure if that hit Gerke or maybe that might have hit. No. Kniff, excuse me. It hit one of them. Ball stayed in play right there in front. The ball would have got by him. Kniff might have had third base. Now the stretch, now the set. Here's a pitch. Upside a ball. Laying off of that pitch, Grant Tragesser. Pretty good eye. He thought about check swinging. Thought about swinging. Pretty good velocity still. Pitching for the Knights. Brooks. Looking out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Side edge called strike. Two balls, one strike. Set back in. Keaton Brooks. Out of the stretch, now the set. Comes to 2-1. Right down Meridian, knee high, strike called. So he'll work it from there. Count goes 2-2. Get out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Back to a curveball, base going to be a hit out in front of the pitcher's mound. That's his beer to his left, make the play. Keaton Brooks was the first base. So Lucas Gerke get the out. And a run into second base on the play was Grant Tragus. I mean, it was Tony Kniff. Kniff is at second base. Two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. The batter going to step it in. It's going to be the eight hitter, number 30. Sam Bardock. Bardock playing a good center field position on the diamond. Coach Harmon pitched to Bardock. He's going to lift one to left field. A lot of it. Going to move him to his left. Seppinger is going to make the catch for the third out here in the bottom of the third. Seppinger went a long way to battle that wind. That was right out there, and Bryn Robbins was nearby. Seppinger called it, made the catch. But the end of three here at Bishop Chittard High School, Central Catholic Knights 5, Bishop Chittard Trojans 4. And we do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. For Central Indiana equipment dealer, serving customers and the community. Yes, since 1955, Reynolds Farm Equipment family owned and operated. Reynolds Farm Equipment supplies farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners of Central Indiana with a full line of new and used certified products there at John Deere. Mentioned they have agriculture, set residential, and commercial construction equipment. Hours of operation at Reynolds Farm Equipment, Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Closed on Sunday. And right there, you can stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment, because inside Reynolds is Titus Bakery and Deli. You can enjoy breakfast and or lunch. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they're in Hamilton County. Location is 1451 East 276th Street. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 6030, but they're right there along U.S. 31, northern Hamilton County. It's Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery and Deli. I'm going to throw one down, second base. Hostetler, frozen rope to second base. Now doing the pitching for Bishop Chittard is number 30, Sam Bardock. Bardock comes in from center field to take the baseball here in the top of the fourth inning. So after relaying some signals there, Declan Hostetler and Sam Bardock, everything's ironed out. He's behind the plate. Hostetler, the catcher. Stepping in the bat for the Knights, number 17, Gavin Beutel. The wide first pitch from the lefty. Bardock, he'll drive one to right field. Could be a fair ball, so a drop in, a base hit for Gavin Beutel. On the left field line, about three-fourths of the way out in the grass. Right there, Riley Miller gave it a run, but he wasn't going to get to it. So base hit off the bat of Beutel. Now batting in the lineup, the one-hitter for the Knights, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to step in. As mentioned, 5 plate appearances last night, 2 hits, and he's going to step in now. And out of stretch, the set, Sam Bardock, short off the glove, Hostetler, ball 1. So 7 out of the box, looking at signals. Chabornet giving a couple, stepping back in. It's Hudson Gutwein. Now a stretch, now the set. Beutel going to get back on the pickoff move. Good velocity for the pickoff move by Bardock. Step back in the rubber. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Gavin Beutel, count goes even at 1-1. So back in the rubber. Out of 3 there at first base. And look at the signals. Now out of stretch. Now the set. The double set is Bardock. Here's the pitch. Going to be a bunt. Going to be a foul ball. Just foul down the third baseline. Stayed there in that brown synthetic area, but it was a foul ball. So, you know, walk back. Pick up the bat. For 9, Hudson Gutwein. Eklin Hostetler being helpful there, tossing the bat. Sportsmanship is good, and the IHSAA smiles when they see the sportsmanship. We'll see what happens this weekend. Basketball finals. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. Who's going to field it? They'll throw to second, they'll go 6-4-3, but they will not get the 3. Under that out, right there, some Gutwein. You know, when you hit a ground ball in the infield, there's a guy on first. You got to beat that out. And Gutwein did just that, limited just to 1 out. There's 1 out here in the top of the fourth. Gutwein at first base. And stepping into bat is Mikey Stapleton. Here comes the first pitch. Side half, strike call, knee high. Pretty good velocity right here. Center fielder. We say a center fielder and a shortstop, likely the best athletes on the team That's what they say. I don't know if that's true, but it could be. Backdoor curveball broke in there for a strike. So Mikey Stapleton goes down the count, 0-2. Going to get a modest lead there at first base. Hudson Gutwein, one out. The top of the fourth inning from the stretch. Now the set becomes, you know, there'll be a timeout granted in the right-handed batter's box. Mikey Stapleton steps back in. State umpire makes the ball live. Here we go. Two count, one out. Sam Bardock's pitch comes in. There's drive one to left field. Put it right at him. He'll make the catch. Dogging back to first base is Gutwein. Pretty good poke right there on that one, Mikey Stapleton. That drove it a long way. And it probably felt pretty good off the bat for Mikey. There's two out stepping into bat. He's going to be the three hitter, number 20, Caden Minnick. Minnick got himself aboard last at bat. 1-2 to grass, line drive, right field. Pickoff move, Bardock. Getting a good catch there at first base, Ryan Reed. Bardock throws pretty good velocity at first base. He's serious about getting a pickoff. Left-handed pitcher, he's staring right at White. Comes in, knee high, strike called. Signals given, third base. Coach Bourdonnais stepping back in, left-handed batter. Senior class member, Minnick, comes to 0-1 pitch. I take a drive line right back to the pitcher. Going to stop there is Bardock, and he'll put it first base underhanded. Ryan Reed will get the put out. So three outs on the diamond. Knights is going to play defensively. We're going to see the bottom of the fourth inning, and Bishop Chittard is going to bat. Bourdonnais is going to go with his starter, Keaton Brooks, getting the pat on the backside. Now, we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Thomas Docks. Thomas Docks, high quality, custom built, waterfront products and services. Docks, lifts, seawalls, dock accessories, marine services, etc. Thomas Docks Incorporated, that's thomasdocks.com. On the World Wide Web. They're at 20799 Everwood Avenue, Noblesville, Indiana. That's 46062. Thomas Docks, locally owned and operated since 1993. Dial them up at 317-774-7790. You call Thomas Docks at 317-774-3790. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Thomas Docks, you can choose the company that has the equipment to maintain and service new and existing waterfront projects. Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, at Thomas Docks. First pitch, bottom of the fourth, swing and a miss. Batter's box and nine hitter, number 24, Henry Borg. Step back in, right-handed batter. Borg, the pitcher, he gave wave. Throws through the wickets. So Jackson came back to the screen. Count goes 1-1. Borg, go back to center field. Borg, thank you. Thanks, son. So Borg is now the center fielder. Traded places with Sam Bardock. You know, take a shot to right field. It's going to bounce one time up the glove and then get back up. So Caden Minnick couldn't make the catch. One hop to his glove, it misplaced. He glanced at him, took a shade off the glove. He went and picked it up by that time, staying at first base with a base hit. Henry Borg. So nobody out. Stepping in, the one hitter. 16, Ryan Keating. Fight an offensive young man. Working out a stretch, now set, here's the pitch. He'll take one to center field. In. Oh, he's going to go a minute too far. Going to get over the head. Going to go back to the fence there in center field. Brent Robbins. Keating going to end up at third base. It's going to be a one RBI triple for Ryan Keating coming in to score from first base on the hit. 24, Henry Borg. And it's a tie ball game once again. So Coach Harmon, being clapped there at third base. Runner at third base, Ryan Keating, stepping in to bat, number 15, two-hitter. He's doing the DHing in the ball game. Greg Mace, a timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden, they're going to walk out. Have a meeting right there at the pitcher's rubber. Pull the whole infield in. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by FrippsandFishers.com. They buy, they sell, they trade. They'll also help you with financial situation. They have quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Third low mileage and one owner automobiles. Two Hamilton County locations. One's in Fishers, one's in Noblesville. You can dial them up at Fishers, 317-842-2228. You can go online or you can visit them on site, FrippsandFishers.com, FRITZ. Stepping back in, 15, Greg Mates. Body out, no count. From Brooks to Mates. Curveball broke in there for a strike. A lefty facing a lefty. Mates elects not to swing at the first pitch. Ball's one strike, nobody out. Runner at third base for Bishop Chittard. Ryan Keating comes to pitch. Swing and a miss. Side pitch, kind of jammed. He took a full cut at it. Goes 0-2. So, Keaton Brooks steps back in the rubber, looks at signals from Jackson Kane. The set, here comes the 0-2. Key pitch finished way outside. Goes 1-2. Stopped right there by Jackson Kane, had to come out of his crouch. Get that stop with a guy on third base. Comes a 1-2 offering Keaton. I take that from Keaton Brooks. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter we'll see is going to be third, a three-hitter. 14, Chris Klug. Chris Klug, shortstop. Steps in right-handed batter. A little bit of an open stance on the instep. Then look at the signals out of the stretch. Now the set. Keaton Brooks comes in. Low. Pitch ball one. So, Chris Klug, a lot of action at shortstop in this ball game. Now the stretch, now the set. It's a 1-0 pitch to Klug. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Good placement right there by Keaton Brooks. As mentioned, Keaton Brooks faced 268 batters last year. And he appeared in 13 ball games. Backdoor curveball stays outside. Ball count goes 2-1. So Kluger going to step back in. Collect himself. Right-handed batter. Appearing in looking at signals, Keaton Brooks. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Backdoor curveball. Took some off of it. There for a strike. No cut. No swing. Kluger count goes even at 2-2. One out, bottom of the fourth inning. One run in. High side ball game. Short off the glove. It's going to be block. Try to make the block. Jackson Kane is going to bump to the umpire. The umpire was trying to get out of the way. This umpire, he was trying to get out of the way. Jackson just happened to turn the same direction where he was trying to get out of the way. So coming in from third base, scoring the sixth run, Bishop Chittard. And Chittard goes back up by one, 6-5. Here comes a 2-2 pitch to Klug. Taking it back of a 3-2 pitch. Are you going to walk with ball four? So Klug going to jog down to first base. And we're going to see in the batting first time is number 33, Ryan Reed. And Reed, right-handed batter, step in. Bishop Chittard. Working from the stretch. Keaton Brooks out of set. Check first. You're going to throw over. Catch made. Low throw. Catch made by Lucas Gerke. Well, at first base is Chris Klug. Bishop Chittard is one out and one run in. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Ryan Reed, opportunity to play at first base in this ball game. He's trying to make the most of it. Got a good glove. Taking off for second base. Throw comes in. Safe. Keaton Brooks. Pickoff move. He had to throw to first base. Lucas Gerke took the throw. Same time he threw to first base. Klug was on his way to second base. He slides in there head first, safe. So runner at second base. Chris Klug. Ryan Reed in the batter's box. 2-1, excuse me, a 1-0 count. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. That backdoor curveball, right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. The ball starts away from the batter and climbs its way back into the plate. The pitch like Pete Rose made a living hitting with 41-92 to go ahead and tie Cobb. Going to bounce one, foul one out of play, right side. Goes 1-2 to Reed. So a step back in. One out. Ball two strikes. Ryan Reed, the batter. Klug at second base. Bottom of the fourth inning. 6-5. Bishop Chatard. Pickoff move at second base. It's a good move. Timing play right there for shortstop Gutwine and Keaton Brooks. Back safely is Klug. So 1-2 count once again. Looking for a pitch right there. Ryan Reed. Brooks out of the stretch. Now the set. Set second. Here comes the pitch. Short ball. He's going to take it to the left field. Eppinger is going to call for it. He'll make the catch. Two out here in the top, excuse me, the bottom of the fourth. Ryan Reed. It's a bat on the ball. And like he didn't quite get the sweet spot towards the end of the bat. Eppinger has a lot of range out there in left field. 6-7 in with two outs. The five hitter number 20, Joe Bridenstine. Bridenstine playing the left field position. Now the stretch, now the set. Brooks. About a golf move, he'll throw the plate. Backdoor curveball in there for a called strike. Like some activity over there on the football field. Maybe some lacrosse. I think lacrosse over there. The lights on. Okay, now a stretch, now a set. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Going to call time. They're going to grant it. Grant timeout at home plate. Joe Bridenstine. That's a tough timeout to grant. Only the home plate umpire has that authority. That was close. Balls, one strike. Keep Brooks peering and looking at signals. Now a stretch, now a set. Here comes the pitch. I'll back. Screen. Count goes 0-2. Hitter number 20, Joe Bridenstine. Right-handed batter, left fielder. Bishop Chatard. So we'll step back in. Ball's live. Runner at second base is Chris Klug. Klug got an RBI, scored. Ryan Keating. But by one, here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball finishes away. A one. One ball, two strikes. Set back in the rubber, Keaton Brooks. Been looking at signals from Jackson Kane. The set position, check second. The pitch. Swung on to take a drive to center field. Bryn Robbins is going to come in and make the catch. Robbins makes the final catch at the bottom of the fourth. Bishop Chatard put another run on the board, and Bishop Chatard, this seesaw battle in Indianapolis, Bishop Chatard 6, Central Catholic 5, the Knights are going to bat, top of the fifth inning. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com, internet radio since 2008. Be to support education-based high school varsity sports. Baseball in the spring. Central Catholic Knights, football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils, and basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball. We thank you for tuning in. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by CaminoAndCompany.com. That's Camino-AND-Company Comedo.com, Comedo & Company in downtown Noblesville, Indiana. Comedo & Company, a mobile flower shop brought to you by local flower farmers and providers, small business partners, CNC founders, that's a 1984 El Camino. That's where you get Camino & Company from. It belongs to Carly, her grandpa. We'll mention that El Camino is an SS. The goal of Camino & Company is to please each customer from their concept to or completion. Explore for website at Camino-AND-Company.com. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. He's going to bat in the top of the fifth inning. The thing on the hill, he came in relief last inning. Sam Bardock, and Bardock, number 30, a member of the junior class. Pitch on the way to Jackson Kane. Breaking pitch, back door, strike called. Left-handed pitcher, Sam Bardock. Right-handed batter, Jackson Kane. And looking over the glove for signals out of windup. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball taken to right field by Jackson Kane. Kane gets a single. Solid blast. Probably not more than 8, 10 feet off the ground. Goes into right field. Picked up there by Riley Miller. Throws it back in. Jackson Kane again going to run the bases. Jackson Kane, a speedster. If it was a year ago, he might get a courtesy runner. But Coach Bournet leaves him out to run. Stepping into bat. Five hitter. Lucas Gerke. Pitch from Bardock. Right down Meridian. Strike called with a fastball. No balls. One strike. Signals given. Checks him out. Gerke steps back in. Jackson Kane. Base hit. Led off the inning. He's at first base. First base. No tag applied by Reed. A good throw over once again by Sam Bardock. Getting back to the bag, Jackson Kane gets a modest lead out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Now, it'll be a pickoff move. Sam Bardock being a little bit dangerous with his footwork there. Golf move right there. Safe at first is Jackson Kane. And then looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set. He'll check first base. Here comes the pitch. Just missed. Pretty good pitch from here. Must have just missed. But so count goes 1-1. Ball one strike. Gerke, left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher, Sam Bardock. Out of sleeve at first base, pickoff move, Jackson Kane. Back in, standing up. Turns, shows that back to the ball in case the ball's going to hit him. Working again. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. By Klug, you'll flip it to second. They'll go to first, and they'll get the double play, 6-4-3. That was Klug to Tragesser and over to Ryan Reed. There are two out here in the top of the fifth inning. So stepping in the bat, going to be number 33, the sixth hitter, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter, going to step in. Bren Robbins can probably reach the home run fence, especially in left field. Feel a little shallower than right field. John tells me it's about 380 in center field. Somewhere in that vicinity. Two outs. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Goes 0-1. And now the windup. And Bardock threw a curveball, misses just above the zone. Bren Robbins steps back in. Looking over the glove, peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a pitch from Bardock. A curveball misses high and away. Bardock probably disappointed with the grip he had on the baseball. The ball rubbed down, and that's probably what it was. Two balls, one strike. Looking over the glove, here comes the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Bren Robbins. 2-2 count. Two outs. Out for the fifth inning. 6-5 contest. Bishop Chittard in front. Shake off a couple singles. Here we go. Here comes a 2-2. Outside a ball. Count goes full. 3-2. Brent Robbins, senior class member. Brent Robbins has started 3 years varsity baseball. And now the windup. Here comes the pitch. Harlock. Outside ball 4. He'll jog down to first base, put the sliding mitt back on, and stepping into bat for Central Catholic. It's going to be the 7-hitter, number 30, Gus Sandberg. Gus Sandberg, the DH, in the ballgame. He's batting for Seffinger. Seffinger playing a tremendous left field for the Knights. Throw a curveball into the first strike. Strike taken by Sandberg, looking for signals. Third base coach, Tim Bordenay, to step back in. Comes the 0-1 delivery from Bardock. One on, baseline on the ground. Fielded there by Ryan Keating to throw across the diamond, and Ryan Reed couldn't hold it. So safe at first base and a reach by air. Gus Sandberg and the runner, Brent Robbins, will move over to third base from first base. So Brent Robbins representing the tying run during the top of the fifth inning. Two out. Keaton Brooks, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looking at signals. Not a lot of signals given. Two outs on the diamond. Runners on the corners. Pitch low for ball 1. Ball, no strikes. Abner Doubleday invented a pretty good place to play. They're going to take off early. Steps off the back. They're going to try to get him in a run down. They're going to try hard. Bardock, they're going to throw the plate. Here comes the throw. Safe. High ball game at 6. So mission accomplished. 2 out. Alex, second base is a Sandberg stepping off the bat, exactly what he was to do. A difficult way to go, and they tried the effort to tie ball game. Looking from the stretch, now a set. Sandberg at second base. Hooks the batter. Comes in outside edge, called strike. 1-1 count. Brooks. Still the pitcher of record for the Knights. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. The full swing, ground ball, third base. Keating's going to field it. Throw across the diamond and making a good play there is Ryan Reed. Ryan Reed gets the put out. Knights get one run, one back, and it's back to a tie ball game at 6. That's after 4.5. Tip Chitar going to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll also mention this game is being brought to you in part by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Board advertising, large format, signage, vehicle graphics, and lettering, banners, and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. Located west of Arcadia, you can reach them by phone at 317-984-3765. You can go to the cell phone or send a text message, 317-946-2424. We're going to make some adjustments. The Diamond Coach Bordenay letting the home plate umpire know that Mikey Stapleton for 11 is going to do the pitching for the Knights. I'm going to throw it around the infield, get warmed up right there, get ready to bat. In the bottom of the fifth inning, going to be number 6, 6 hitter, Declan Hostetler. So Hostetler will be the first batter in the bottom half of the fifth inning for the Trojans. Mikey Stapleton, right-handed pitcher. For Pete Brooks, the lefty, they go back to the righty, Mikey Stapleton. And Bishop Chitar did just the opposite. Started with the right, he went with the lefty. So getting some final warm-up tosses. And tell you what, the sun has kind of went behind the clouds. They're saying tomorrow is going to be a nice day, but they're talking about 46, maybe 49 degrees. So better day today. Surprised the rain has stayed away. But a lot of guys here are happy that that is the case. They're stepping into bat. Number six, left-handed batter, Declan Hosteller, the catcher. Aaron, we're going to pitch from the stretch. Nobody on base. Mikey Stapleton, primarily a relief pitcher. So first pitch inside gets by the glove of Jackson. Back to the screen. One ball, no strikes. To a 1-0 count, Mikey Stapleton, starting of the season. You're going to take one left side. It's going to be a foul territory. And then Gus Sandberg gives it a good look. Third base. And that's probably a shortstop type of ball right there, but that ball was uncatchable. You have a lot of foul ground down the left field, left side of the infield. And the count goes 1-1 to Declan Hosteller. Step back in. Ball's made live. Peering in looking at singles. Mikey Stapleton now the set position. Double set. Backdoor curveball. Might have been a fastball. Missed it outside. Might have been a bit tall. Kemp goes 2-1. Balls, one strike. Hosteller. Mikey Stapleton. Here's the pitch. He's going to take one back up the middle. Base hit. Didn't get a lot of sweet spot. Got towards the handle right there. But a base hit. Right back over the pitcher's head into the grass. So Hostetler is going to jog off the diamond once again. He'll put his gear on. The courtesy runner jogs back out. Number five, Kniff. Tony Kniff has been out there three times. Hostetler is giving Kniff something to do today. So stepping in, right-handed batter. Number two, Grant Tragesser, second baseman. Out of three, first base, working out a stretch. Now the set, third ball in there for a strike. Pitch taken for a strike by Tragesser. 6-6 ball game. Bottom of the fifth inning, one aboard. At first base, Kniff doing the running for Hosteller. Comes the pitch. Take one to right field. Minnick's going to give it a run. He'll make the catch. He's going to toss it to first base and a double play. Trade Minnick can also cover some ground. I don't think Kniff thought he was going to get to that ball. Senior athlete in right field. Made some good catches along the way last year and also in his sophomore campaign. Sophomore catch, South Central Satellites. Bottom of the seventh for the final catch. That was a big catch. For two outs, here comes the pitch. Outside half, should say outside edge, strike called. At number 30, Sam Bardock lets it go by, and I believe I would have also. 0-1 count. And from a stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Here goes 0-2. Sam Bardock, he is the pitcher of record. Right-handed batter, left-handed hurler. Not sure if he's a switch hitter. Think I checked the lineup. I don't believe he is. Comes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, drop third. Jackson King steps to the inside to the first base, records the out. Lucas Gerkey. Three outs in the bottom of the fifth. This is going to be a two-inning ball game, we think. See if it goes extras. See if God will allow it with the sky not getting too dark. Oh, Western High School, they didn't have lights for the longest time. They've had it for the last two or three years. And they didn't have lights. The Hoosier crossover game, Western going against Central Catholic, that was when Barrett Robbins was a senior. Barrett Robbins now on the Purdue basketball team. He's getting some minutes late in the last couple of games. A three-point bomb, the right elbow extended a couple of games ago. But anyway, Western High School didn't have lights. The crossover game was scheduled to start at 6:30. They bumped it up to 5:30 with no lights. A good thing, because they got to the top of the 11th inning. No score. And Barrett Robbins scored the go-ahead run, and the game ended up 2-0. Knights won the crossover game about 3-4 years ago. So Barrett Robbins at third base. And Mitchell Dean was the pitcher. So they get some final warm-up tosses. Right there, number 30, Sam Bardock. They're going to toss one down to second base. Catcher Declan Hosteller throws a frozen rope. Absolutely. Boy, that was right on the money. Johnny Bench be pretty happy there. There was stepping into bat. It's going to be Gavin Beutel. Right-handed batter. Nine-hitter in the lineup, Gavin Beutel. For baseman. High ball game at 6. Working from the hill right there is number 30, Sam Bardock. Then here comes the windup. Here's the pitch. Just inside. Might have been a tad bit low. Got to admit, this home plate umpire, he looks at every pitch. I'm sure they're happy with him. Here comes the pitch from Bardock. Short off the glove. Hostetler makes a good grab right there in front of him. Two balls, no strikes. Gavin Beutel, right-handed batter for the Knights. Gavin Beutel batted 4 times last night. He got 3 hits. He got 2 singles. He also worked right there. He scored 2 runs. He'll take a pitch strike right there. Count goes 2-1. He'll step back in. Gavin Beutel, 2 hits. He got an RBI. Got 1 hit by pitch last night. Here's the pitch. One on and take it to the outfield. Going to drop in. He's hit. So Gavin Beutel still swinging a good bat. Hello. Gavin Beutel working the 9-hole. They call it the 9-hole. But once the game starts, your leadoff batter, he's done because those outs happen in inopportune moments. Gavin Beutel, 1 hitter, led off here. Top of the 6th with a base hit. Stepping in, Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein batted 5 times last night. He'll try to put a bunt down. Get back to first base safely because the bunt was not successful. So that was evidently a bunt and hit, but he kind of turned that into a run. I should say a bunt and run. That was a run and bunt. Had to hurry back. So safe at first base. Beutel. Comes the 0-1 pitch from Bardock. He's squared a bunt. Foul ball back to the screen. That was a low pitch. It was hittable. He tried to get the bunt on it. The bat was on it, and the bunt went back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. To the 1 hitter for the Knights, Hudson Gutwein. Coach Bourdain will ask any one of his batters to bunt the baseball. Comes the 0-2 pitch from Bardock. Going to set up outside Hostetler. Ground ball up the middle. Second base fielded by Tragesser. He'll take it unassisted at second. He'll get the out and throw air throw wide right. Ryan Reed back to the foul fence. And the runner at second base for the Knights is Hudson Gutwein. So Gutwein hits into a force out at second base. That was Grant Tragesser, fielded the baseball, went unassisted, tagged the base, threw to first base wide right of Ryan Reed, couldn't make the play. It will be a difficult play for Reed, and wasn't going to make the play. And there's one out here in the top of the 6th. Knights have 1 aboard at second base. Mikey Stapleton going to bat. Hitter for the Knights. Stapleton playing second base. Where's number 11? Mikey Stapleton, 4 plate appearances last night. He got 1 hit. It was a single. He's going to fly one to left field. Read the baseball. Come in, make the catch. Joe Bridenstine, out number 2.
2 outs.
So 2 outs. Next batter, Caden Minnick. Runner at second base. Runner in scoring position. Caden Minnick swinging a good bat. Caden Minnick. He's hit right field. Left-handed batter steps in. Then looking at singles, Sam Bardock. Out of the stretch, now the set. He'll check second. the mini. Out across the dish. Or half strike called. No balls, one strike, Minnick. Senior class member, left-handed batter's box. Now stretch, now the set, check second base, here's the 0-1. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Didn't have a great deal of break. You would think that was a slider. It's in there for a strike, count goes 0-2 to Caden Minnick. And then look at the singles, now the set position, the 0-2 pitch. Side of ball, a little chase pitch. Minnick, nothing doing. One ball, two strikes. Stepping back in the rubber, Sam Bardock looking at singles. Out of the stretch, long stretch, he'll now set. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Kate Minnick. Swung on, full swing, first base. Ryan Reed fields it. He's going to be called out. Space. That was a close play. And Coach Bournet wants to find out how close that play was. I think that was a close play. I think Coach Bournet is legitimately going out to have a conversation with the field umpire. But they're going to call him out. Dunn would have scored, called out at first base, so we'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Bishop Chittard will bat. It's a 6-6 ball game. Again, we'll mention, game is in part being brought to you by For Home Away From Home. You sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida, but you don't have a place to stay. Well, you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. Enjoy a 4-bedroom, 4.5-bath, spacious townhome with a private pool. Available for short-term or long-term stays. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination in northern eastern Polk County. It's proximity to the Walt Disney theme park in Orlando. If you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches, just 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa, Clearwater, Daytona, and New Smyrna beaches. You and your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car. You get to Davenport, Florida, there you are. Inquire, you can direct your emails to 353-APTIVA@gmail.com. Again, please send your emails to 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. You'll be glad you did. So stepping in, right-handed batter for Bishop Chittard is going to be number 24, Henry Borg. Henry Borg starting pitcher in this ball game. He's playing center field now. Right-handed batter, Mikey Stapleton, now the stretch, now the set. First pitch to Borg, fouled back to the screen. Just underneath the baseball, Henry Borg falls one strike. A step back in, right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Mikey Stapleton, out of the set. Here's the pitch. Upside of ball. Goes 1-1. Ball, one strike. A good ball game today. Both teams, I'm pretty sure, both coaches, knew this would be a good battle. Swung on, ground ball, second base. Fielded by Mike. Take that back. Fielded in a second base. Gets a put out with Lucas Gerke. And I'm making the play there at second base is Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel now at second base. Moving over to third, absolutely, is Gus Sandberg comes out of the designated hitter spot. Sandberg is now at third base. Stepping into bat, right-handed batter. Here comes the first pitch from Stapleton. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Step back in. Ryan Keating. Ryan Keating, quite the ball player. And from the stretch, here comes the pitch. A ball. Going to be back to the pitcher. He'll veer to his left. And Mikey Stapleton throws. His base gets the put out with Lucas Gerke. Our two out here at the bottom of the sixth. So stepping into bat, we're going to see once again Greg Mates. Greg Mates doing the DHing, batting in place of right fielder number one, Riley Miller. Left-handed batter, 15, Greg Mates. Mikey Stapleton getting ready to step in. Stapleton, as mentioned, pitching from the stretch because primarily he'll be a relief pitcher. Doing all the practice he can, no really necessary need to pitch from the windup as a relief pitcher. Pitch comes in tight, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. Our ball back to the screen, just underneath the baseball. Big Mates. Count goes one and one. Ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Stapleton, out of the set. Comes a 1-1 pitch. Score curveball. Didn't get the grip. Stayed outside. Count goes two and one. So Mates steps back in. Two balls, one strike, two out. Bottom of the sixth inning. High ball game at six. Here's the pitch. It just takes a wave at it. Right two. Count goes two and two. Step back in. Tap the plate. Look in the plate. Barry Bonds did. Here comes the pitch. Still tight. Nearly got him in that left-handed batter's box. Count goes full at three and two. Just the belt right there. Stapleton will step back in the rubber. Get singles from Jackson Kane. 3-2 pitch. Stapleton. Side ball four. We'll jog down to first base. Under board is Greg Mates. Stepping into bat, the three hitter number 14, Chris Klug. Gonna be a timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay gonna walk out. Gonna talk with his infield. Have conversation right there. Just calm, cool, and collected. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia. AGM Auto, they're located half mile west of Arcadia, Indiana, at 266th Street in Hamilton County. The future of your vehicle is in good hands. Put your trust with the guys at AGM. Reach them by phone. 317-984-5283. They also do car and truck restorations. Stepping back in. 14, Chris Klug. Last time up, he hit the ball that scored Keaton. I should say Keating on the bases. Him up. 5-6-5. Breaking pitch. Asked for a check right there. Jackson Kane asked for a check, and the home plate umpire said no. I'm not sure if you can do that. I mean, you can. It's a hard thing not to do. It's possible. It happens. They're going to save the ball. 1-0 count. Here comes a pitch from Stapleton. Swung on, you take one to left center. Seppinger is there. He'll make the catch. Pepper makes a catch. Field umpire couldn't quite make it out to verify it. That's going to be out number three. Pepper fell down after making the catch. It's a difficult catch, but he made it, and he's been making them all day long, so I wouldn't think he wouldn't have made that one. But it was a difficult one, and that's going to end the sixth inning. So they're going to have a runner at third base, but they'll we'll go to the dugout. Three outs recorded. And at the end of six innings, it's a 6-6 ball game. And the sun's going down. I'm not sure if this game will actually end somebody in the lead. What if you were playing at Cathedral? Cathedral has games that end because of darkness. They have to stop the game. That's why you see Cathedral has a win-loss. And then they have another column that might have a 1 or 2 in it. So back on the pitcher's rubber is Sam Bardock. We'll go to the top of the seventh, and we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. If you're thinking about residential or corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes there. Reach her by cell phone at 317-513-086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Stepping into bat, first batter from the seventh is going to be Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter, junior class member. He's going to step in now, top of the seventh. Tie ball game at six. Sun's coming from behind the cloud. We might have about another 40 minutes. Good time to be able to play the game. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. So Pierre Nance signals out of the windup. Sam Bardock to Jackson Kane. Inside tight, you know, one hop, get back to the fence. Stump goes one and one. One ball, one strike. Nice batting in the top of the seventh inning. Second pitcher on the rubber for Bishop Chatard, Sam Bardock. Comes a wind, a 1-1 pitch. Swung on, he'll pop one. Foul territory. Is it going to be playable? Comes out of area. In the ball game here at first base is number 21, Jack Knob. Nab, Meyer, Jack Knab. I've seen Haas pronounced Haas. It's A.K.A. But anyway, first baseman now, Jack Knab, or is number 21. Gave that a good effort. The ball put back in play. One ball, two strikes to Jackson Kane. He's going to step back in. First batter here in the top of the seventh for the Knights. Here comes the pitch from Bardock. Inside and low. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Jackson Kane, the Knights catcher. And in the batter's box, here comes the 2-2 pitch. He'll take a drive and be fair. He'll take it to right field. He called by the center fielder, and he'll make the catch. Center fielder has the authority to call either left or right fielder off the baseball if he can get to it. Taking the catch right there is Henry Borg. With one out, stepping into bat, Lucas Gerke, the first baseman. Is Gerke? Left-handed batter's box. Looking from the windup, Sam Bardock, first to Gerke. Hopefully catch, swing and a miss. Fastball. Gerke right on time. He'll step back in. So Gerke, last night, batted three times. Two hits in the ballgame. He'll foul this one off of his leg. He doesn't wear that apparatus down there on his right lower leg. He might decide to now. One ball, excuse me, no balls, two strikes, so step back in. Pierre Nance looking at signals over the glove. Dan Bardock, here's the 0-2 pitch. Outside, bit tall, ball one. One ball, two strikes. That lacrosse field over there, the football field, they're getting the majority of the sun. The sun is glistening on their playing surface. Comes a 1-2 pitch to Gerke. One hops the glove, trying to block it. We'll call it in the dirt. Synthetic dirt. The synthetic brown dirt looks pretty realistic. I've seen some light-colored synthetic dirt that didn't even represent. Grass here looks very nice. 2-2 pitch once again. Here's the pitch from Bardock. Another short hop in the glove of Hostetler. Out goes full at 3-2. Hostetler going to ask for a different baseball. Played umpire tosses one out. Played umpire definitely played the game. Good arm. Ball's made live. 3-2 count. Lucas Gerke, here's the pitch from Sam Bardock. Be tight. Going to get him in the box. Going to be a hit by pitch. One thing you don't want to get is hit by pitch on ball four. But Gerke jogs down to first base. And into the plate to bat is 33, Bryn Roberts. So Brent Robbins is going to step in. The bat, Brent Robbins, last night, batted four times, accredited with two hits, batting an even 500 entering this ball game. Working from the stretch, Sam Bardock. Set position, checks first base. First pitch to Robbins. Idell Meridian, fastball, called strike. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out, looking for signals. Signals given. Coach Bournet, several given. A good healthy lead at base. Right there for Dirk. Pitch comes in. Going to throw to first base. Snap throw from Hostetler to first base, making a stop there. Jack Nabb, first baseman, is number 21. Stepping back in, Brent Robbins, 1-1 count, one out, top of the seventh, tie ball game at six. Comes a pitch. Bardock, swing and miss. One ball, two strikes. Steps out of the box, looks at signals. Turkey's going to get a lead. Pitcher is in the rubber. Stepping in, Brent Robbins. 1-2 count, one out. And a long pier. Now out of set. Sam Bardock, here's a pitch. Going to take one to center field. It's going to be a floater. Actually going to float into shallow center field. It's called for by the shortstop. He makes the catch. And maybe he didn't verbalize, but he still made the catch. Two out. Right fielder, center fielder, Riley Miller, and Henry Borg right there also. Catch made by Chris Klug. Checking in the bat right now, stepping in right here in the batter's box, Gus Sandberg. Left-handed pitcher, here comes a pitch from Bardock, swinging a miss. Nice to have a runner at first base, Lucas Gerke. Two out, up the seventh inning. From the stretch, now the set. Sam Bardock, here's the pitch, taken off for second base. Foul one back, behind home plate, out of play. Because Gerke was on his horse. Jogged back to first base with a foul ball out of play. So, no balls, two strikes. Gus Sandberg looking at signals, he'll step in now. Tap the plate. Sandberg, pretty good pitcher. His sophomore class. And from the set comes the 0-2 pitch. Sandberg, swing and a miss. Tight pitch, swung at it. He'll go down on strikes. So the Knights lead one on base, come up with no runs. 6-6 ball game after 6.5. Bishop Chitar is going to bat in the bottom of the seventh. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, since 1955, for Central Indiana Equipment Dealer, serving customers and community. That's since 1955, Reynolds Farm Equipment, family owned and operated. Reynolds Farm Equipment supplies farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners, Central Indiana area. A full line of new and used John Deere products and service for agriculture, residential, and commercial construction equipment. Farm equipment hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. And you can stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment right there on U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Reynolds Farm Equipment right inside is Titus Bakery and Deli. Enjoy breakfast and or lunch. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. Right there in Hamilton County, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. They're along U.S. 31, northern Hamilton County. At their 276th Street, they just built the over and under for pass to get you quicker from Indianapolis to South Bend. From Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. Stepping in the bat, going to bat for the first time. First baseman, Jack Knapp, number 21. He's a right-handed batter. It's in the righty, Stapleton. First pitch, outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the seventh inning. 6-6 ball game. Knights and the Trojans. Pitch inside tight, ball two. No ball, excuse me, two balls, no strikes. On deck is number 20, Kate Schmidt. On deck number 20, Joe Bridenstine. Here comes a 2-0 pitch from Stapleton. Foul tip, I should say a check swing foul ball goes out of play right side. Count goes 2-1. Home plate umpire needs a baseball replenishment. Not a lot of baseballs leaving the yard right here. Game like this, players like this, they get batting practice. They hit the ball square. They don't spend them out of play. Stepping back in is Knapp. Here comes a 2-1 pitch from Stapleton. Swung on. He'll take that one. Line shot. High side out of play. He's taking two out of play. Knapp, first time at the plate. Men play first base. They're in the top half. That's back in. 2-2 count. Out of stretch and out of set. Stapleton. Here comes the 2-2 pitcher. Step off the back. Reset. He'll work pitcher's mound at his own pace. Last night we saw a pitcher step off three times in a row, and that's probably a no-no. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be a ground ball in the infield. Fielded by Gus Sandberg at third. He'll throw across the diamond. The wide throw. Gerke going to get back to the screen. Foul fence. But Gerke wasn't going to have a chance to get to that one. So runner at first base, nobody out. And the next batter will step in, number 20, Joe Bridenstine. Then Coach Harmon going to have a conversation right there with the next batter, Joe Bridenstine. He might be adjusting the lineup. He's going to send out a base run double check here. Coach Harmon, and as Coach Bordenay walks out, talks to his infield at the pitcher's rubber. Conversation right there out in front of third base dugout for the Trojans. Coach Michael Harmon. Coach Tim Bordenay, probably two of the best coaches in the state of Indiana, if not the nation. So courtesy runner, once again, going to be Tony Kniff. Tony Kniff, number five. The run at first base. Tony Kniff. I thought he was the courtesy runner for Hostetler. He's at first base now. Are you going to run for Kniff? I'm sure Bordenay will be fine with that. 6-6 ball game. Bottom of the sixth inning. The first pitch, he's going to try to bunt it, but he just balls over his head, pulls the bat back. He hit the batter, five hitter number 20, Joe Bridenstine. He'll step in again, right-handed batter's box, one ball, no strikes. No signals given. Charmin at third base. Foot in the box, 1 foot out. 20, Joe Bridenstine, senior class member. And from the stretch, now set, here's the pitch. He's going to put a bunt down. Back to the pitcher. To get the out at first base. Mission accomplished. Bridenstine. The runner to second base. Now at second base is number five, Tony Kniff. The junior class member. Filling the running duties here in the ballgame. So next batter going to step in. It's going to be Declan Hostetler. Hostetler, left-handed batter, does the catching. The Trojans, they're going to put him on. They're going to line up a force out at third base or any base. So, Hostetler gets issued the base on balls without pitching to him. My dad says that's a compliment to have that done to you. Well, I think he should take it as a compliment. Now we're going to see a different courtesy runner. To have a different courtesy runner for Hostetler, it's going to be Number 7, Charlie Reschenberg. So two runners aboard, first and second. Trojans, just one out. Stepping in, Grant Tragesser. Stepping off the back. Right there is Mikey Stapleton. He'll get back in the rubber. One out, two aboard, first and second. Batter's box, Grant Tragesser. First pitch to the right-handed batter. Ground ball, shortstop. They fielded there. They go 6-4. Couldn't get the 3. They get one out. Right there is Hudson Gutwine. Tossing it over to Gavin Butel. They get the out at second base. Still across the diamond. Couldn't get him at first base. Pretty good wheels right here by Tragesser. He's a second baseman. And stepping in the bat, we're going to see Sam Bardock. We'll see. Charman going to give him some words before he goes up to the plate. So runners on the corners with two outs. Sam Bardock, right-handed batter's box. A little bit of an instep and stance for Bardock. He is the pitcher of record for the Trojans. Here's the first pitch from Mikey Stapleton. The ball breaks in for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Balls, one strike, two out. Bottom of the 7th inning. Tie ball game at 6. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Gus Sandberg. Was fielded by the shortstop. Sprawled out for it. Hudson Gutwein made the stop. Sprawled out on the surface. Couldn't make the throw to second base. And that's going to complete the ball game. Bishop Chitar going to win this one. 7-6. Big ball game for both teams. Now they'll put that in the proper columns and they'll go on. As we'll mention, tomorrow, Central Catholic will be at Riverton Park. Riverton Park, one of their sectional opponents, possibility that they'll see them again. Now they'll make the jog over to Riverton Park. And if you want to tune in, Put Me in Sports will be there. It's a 6 o'clock start time. And both teams are going to meet at home plate. They're going to shake hands. And a good ball game, a good thing, because this game might have ended a tie. I'm not sure after this inning. But 7-6 final score, Bishop Chittard beats Central Catholic. We thank you for tuning in. And we thank John for all his effort. John does a tremendous job, public address for Bishop Chittard High School. And he enjoys sports big time. And we're going to bow out of here. We thank you for tuning in. No matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
Hope I didn't talk to you too much.
No problem.
Fournette, Coach Fournette, that's a good ball game if you think about it all the way through.
Yeah, you know, Chittard's a great ball club, and Coach Harmon does a good job. We were fortunate. They did give us a few extra outs. We took advantage of some of their mistakes, but then we kind of turned the favor and didn't make a few routine plays that really cost us tonight.
Second game of the season, they've had one game, you've had one game. If you guys played about 10 more games into the season, it might be different.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was a good high school football game. I thought both teams really competed at the plate. We just didn't make enough plays late in the game. I thought Mikey really came in and pitched really well for us, gave us a chance. We'll learn from this and get better.
From those who might be listening, do you think if that inning ended, would that be the end of the game?
Yeah, that was going to be the last inning. So we knew that going in that, we were trying to get through that and, tip their hat. They got a hit there when they needed it.
9-1-1, going to go to Riverton Park tomorrow. It's going to be a journey, but it should be a good game.
Yeah, we got to bounce back. We got another long road trip tomorrow night, but, this is good for us early in the season, see what we're made of. And, tomorrow's game is going to kind of make or break our week. So, we'll see what we're going to be up against. A good ball club in Riverton Park won last night against Crawfordsville. So they're going to be ready to play, especially on their home field. So, we'll have our hands full.